I thought I would have. Oh, good morning. Good morning. It's Thursday morning. I haven't been podcasting for a while, but I've had in the back of my mind a podcast that I wanted to do. And last night, while I was watching television, it occurred to me I had to do it today. So it's coming today, this particular podcast. What started it? Was the ads that are run by the pharmaceutical companies on TV. Just listening to the ads makes me laugh. It puts a little smile across my face. I can only imagine if Mark Twain were alive, he would be touring the United States doing nothing but reading about medicines. So I'm not going to pick on all of them, but I'm going to be factual about this one that I'm going to mention. So hold your, sit on your seats and get ready, because I'm going to start with one and I'm going to read from it. I'm not going to criticize it. I hope you'll see the humor in it. So let's get down to it. Now, what's the one am I talking about today? And it is something called Rexulti, Rexulti, advertised extensively on television. Now, let's just say here, what is it? What is it? What are they? What are people? If they read the internet, what does it say? What is Rexulti used for? Rexulti, and then it's parentheses, it's called Brexpiprazole, is a prescription medication used to treat schizophrenia in adults and children 13 years and older, as well as agitation associated with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease, and as an add-on therapy to depressants for major depressive disorder in adults. So that's what it says it is. And when I see a TV ad for it, I pretty much understand that it's something to do with curing people that are depressed or somebody who has Alzheimer's. Now, I don't know. I just use the word cure, and I think that's inappropriate. It just says it's a prescription medication used to treat. Now, what made me laugh? What made me smile when I'm watching this ad? And this is just a sample. Now, how these ads get on TV, who knows? Let's look at the side effects. Now, if you're listening to the ad lasts, I don't know, let's just say the ad lasts 60 seconds. They read the side effects in about 2.5 seconds. And if you weren't listening very carefully, you wouldn't hear any of them. So I'm going to go through them. And I don't know how many of these prescriptions they sell, or I don't know what doctors prescribe it. I don't have that kind of personal knowledge, but I'm just reading from a Google search on Rexulti or Rexulti. And it says it. Rexulti side effects, it lists them. It doesn't hide them. It doesn't say these things don't happen. Let's just take one or two of them. What's a side effect? Psychomotor agitation, fatigue, increased appetite, dizziness, need to urinate more than usual, nausea, weight gain, seizures, seizures. So in other words, if I was on my way to full level dementia and I took this, one of the side effects might be seizures. Now, that's just the beginning. Now, without exaggeration, I believe, without counting, there's, I don't know, 25 or 30. Well, let me count them just to be exact. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times 3. There are 24 side effects listed for this particular prescription. Okay, 24. Let's look at them again. Headache, headache. And each one, by the way, they have a little description of what a headache is. For example, headache. A headache, as known as cephala something ga, gia, is a symptom of pain in the face, head, or back or neck. It can occur as a migraine. So that's one of the side effects. Now, here's one that I like. Insomnia. Insomnia, also known as sleeplessness, is a sleep disorder. So one of the side effects of getting your dementia treated is possible sleeplessness, right? It's possible to experience insomnia while taking Rexulti. Now, or Rexulti. Now, I'm just reading. I'm not making this up, right? And here's a real great one, right? One of the side effects is, let me make sure I read this right, because it's really quite incredible, is you may feel inclined to commit suicide. Wow. Well, that really motivates me. Now I'm going to call my doctor and get some of this Rexulti, right? Well, it goes on. Abdominal pain, yeah, possible. Orthostatic hypertension. Also known as pustular hypertension, is a medical condition wherein a person's blood pressure drops when they are standing up or sitting down. Okay, that's one of the side effects. Abdominal pain. Oh, I love this one. Constipation. Constipation is a bowel dysfunction. Okay, so dizziness, increased appetite, need to urinate, nausea, weight gain. So, in other words, hey, if you're taking this for depression or for dementia, if it's being treated, you might have a weight gain. You might have nausea. You might have a need to urinate more than usual. Headaches, constipation, abdominal pain, dysphagia. What the devil is that? Let's just take a look at that one. That one is, I don't know, it doesn't say. Dysphagia is difficulty in swallowing. It's called DYSPHAGA, difficulty in swallowing, trouble swallowing. Well, I guess that's part of it. Then there's, uh-oh. Xeno, Xerostoma. And let's see what that is. Oh, also known as dry mouth, is a subjective complaint of dryness in the mouth. These are all side effects, allergic reactions, hyperglycemia, neurotic malignant symptoms. No. Neuroleptic. Let's read that one. That one's got to be funny. That is neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Neuroleptic malignant syndrome is a rare but life-threatening reaction that can occur in response to this particular prescription. A life-threatening. How do these ads get on the air? In other words, obviously, lawyers go through these ads and they want to make sure they're mentioning all of the side effects. And as I look at it last night, I don't remember everything that was said, but they do mention that. And here's another one. They just threw this at the end. Fainting. You may faint. have a word for it. It's called syncope, SYNCOPE. That's wonderful. Syncope, commonly known as falling or passing out. So they don't call it syncope. Who would know what that is? And they don't call it falling or passing out. In other words, if I knew one of the side effects, I might fall or pass out, have a loss of consciousness. I don't think I would probably, ask my doctor to prescribe this medicine. But it goes on, and tremors, feeling very thirsty. I thought there was 24. There must be more. There must be more than that. So you get the idea, right? So here's my point. Why in the world do people that run television station allow this type of advertising on TV? And would a person who carefully analyzed all of these side effects, would they call their doctor and say, "Doctor, I think I'm dementia. I've got some dementia. Prescribe me some Rexulti." Now, what does the doctor do? I assume, I don't know this for a fact. I'd assume the doctor discloses all of these side effects in some sort of document that the person signs. And so the doctor is protected. But who would take this medicine? Well, somebody must, because they advertise it on TV. Now, I guess what we're really saying is this. If we consider all the side effects, from suicide to sleeplessness to poor urination to headaches to seizures to dizziness to sleeplessness to feeling thirsty to dry mouth to falling or fainting or passing out, they must all be trumped by this prescription's effect on treating your dementia, frankly, or depression. By the way, if I was taking this and I read these side effects, I would become even more depressed because I'd be sitting there full of anxiety thinking, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to faint. Oh my gosh, I'm dizzy. Oh, I've got a headache. Oh, et cetera, et cetera." You see my point? Are you bothered by this as much as I am? It's the humor in it. I mean, I'm watching TV. They must have some demographic analysis to run this ad at a certain time of the evening. I'm there. I'm listening to it. It's directed at me, I guess, or people like me that have these type of have dementia or be depressed. But would I call my doctor and say, "Please tell me all the side effects," and then, "Oh my gosh, I need to have this Rexulti or Rexulti prescribed right away"? I can't imagine a doctor having a disclaimer long enough to protect the doctor from litigation against all of these side effects. Now, let's think for a moment out loud. How do they know about these side effects? Well, probably they ran tests, or they brought in hundreds of people and they gave them this prescription. And then they looked at the side effects. Now, I don't know what percent of the people faint, or what percent of the people have to urinate every few minutes, or what percent of the people have suicidal effects. I don't know any of that information. It would be nice to know that. It would be nice if the ad said, 80% of the people that take this have suicidal tendencies within 3 weeks, but only a few people have ever committed suicide. Or almost all the people that take this have headaches, but they don't complain very much. Maybe that data would be useful. I don't know. Do you see the humor in this, or do you see the pain? Or do you see something like me? If you want to restrict advertisements on TV, then I think the first thing you would do is look at pharmaceutical ads. I'm not saying this ad is incorrect. I'm saying it's probably trying to be useful. It's trying to be fully disclosing things. The ad itself has probably been approved by the lawyers for the company that makes this Rexulti stuff. Then, of course, they hire someone who can speak at least 400 words a minute to read these side effects. And the other people that they hire to actually be in the ad and talk about it, they speak at about 20 words a minute. Something like this. Rexulti is good to treat depression, but it has the side effects of sleepiness, insomnia, feeling thirsty, consumption, headache, maybe a tendency to commit suicide, anxiety, weight gain, nausea, hyperglycemia, but, and it goes on. Thanks very much. And all right. I made my point. I may pick another one if I watch TV tonight and see another particular ad that comes up like this. But to me, it's depressing. Maybe I need this medicine. To me, it's depressing because people are listening to this ad. They're watching this ad on TV and maybe calling their doctor. Maybe that's the idea. I just hope the doctor explains the side effects of this particular prescription. Now, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Maybe these are typical side effects for lots of prescriptions. I'm going to look at side effects a little bit more in the next few podcasts. And I'm going to look at the side effects of commonly prescribed, like aspirin. I don't know. What's the side effects to aspirin? I don't know. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to podcast on it. What's the side effects to aspirin? Or, what's the side effects to I take blood pressure medicine. What are the side effects? The blood pressure medicine I take only has one side effect, and it's excessive coughing. But it works. There may be more. I'm going to look at them and podcast on them because I think I could go in front of 500 people and keep these people in stitches. Just laughing. Oh, that's not right, laughing. They should be depressed about the side effects. Is there some good that comes out of this medicine? Apparently so. I don't know what the revenues are of this particular product. I'd love to find out, and I may do a little research on it, but they got enough revenues to run some ads, and ads aren't cheap. So that's all I've got for today. I've got a lot more stuff I want to say. And I'm going to do some more talking about these things in the next few days. But I'd say we should all jump up and change the way ads are run on TV. There should be more regulations. We want to regulate AI. We want to regulate where we build houses. But I see very few regulations on ads. Ads seems like to me they get away with, I'll say it, not lying, but disclose things in somewhat of a, what am I trying to say? They don't disclose them. I mean, if they started the ad out with all these side effects, and if they spent the same amount of time on these side effects as they did disclosing the positive benefits of this medicine, no one would be calling their doctor. And that's all I've got today. I probably have some more things later, but that's enough for now. So we'll see y'all later here. Let's see if I can figure out a way to stop this thing from going on. So I'm going to stop the recording now. Have a good day. I'll upload this. And those of you who want to listen to podcasts on prescriptions medicine can eventually do it. See you later, Bob Sherwood, signing off for today. I'm going to do some more podcasting because there are just a lot of things on my mind lately that I want to get off for the record. Have a good day.